Okay, let's talk a little bit about how people can do this themselves. What do we need to do? How does this all work?
Well, there are many ways of doing it yourself. Probably the most ancient way is through meditation. And there are people in India, for example, who meditate a lot every day. And they go back day by day in their lifetimes till they go all the way back into past lives. That's a little bit rigorous for those of us from the West. So another way is listening to tapes or CDs. I have them. They're either separate or they're in that book, Mirrors of Time. Or other people have them too. And you can do this. The directions are right on the CD. So you just close your eyes. You do a relaxation. You fill yourself with light. I have different images. It's called the progressive relaxation. Counting down, walking down steps, imagining yourself in the garden. And then I'll do something. When the person is in a relaxed state, and I spend a few minutes bringing them into this deeply relaxed state, then I'll have them go into their childhood to remember a pleasant memory from childhood, because it is a CD or tape.
How far back?
It doesn't matter. They pick it out. I don't pick it out.
Could be 9, 10, could be 2 years old, whatever.
Could be one day.
Could be, if they can remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did a regression with the ABC News correspondent Nancy Snyderman.
Oh, yeah.
For a show called Good Morning America. It never aired because it was too dramatic.
What happened?
They felt that it would maybe interfere with Nancy's credibility. I'm not sure. But she went back to one day old. And she first went back to about 6 years in St. Louis, where she grew up, then one day old, where something was happening in her mother's hospital room that her mother never told her about, with another woman in the room, and a visitor, and it got a little bit uncomfortable.
You mean like an argument or something?
Well, it was a man who came in to have sex with his wife, who had just delivered a baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Nancy's mother was horrified and turned the baby, Nancy, away. And if she had the strength, she would have gotten up and left. Nothing happened. The woman kicked her husband out because she just had a baby.
Smart woman.
Yes. It talks a lot about that relationship, but that's another story. At any rate, Nancy recalled the whole thing, and her mother had never told her that.
Now, that she recalled it from the regression you were doing.
Yes, exactly.
And then she, went back and told her mother the story, and her mother said it happened?
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
Her mother confirmed it. And I find that we can remember everything. It's there. It's just...
It's a tape recorder of the mind, isn't it?
It is. Everything is recorded. And you just have to get it out. You have to know really how to operate the tape recorder. So in this relaxed state, the deeper state, which is completely safe, you can end it at any time. You can just open your eyes or float to a higher detached level and watch from a distance. Lots of safety hatches. At any rate, I then take the person back to childhood, and I say something like, and this won't affect the truckers because we didn't do the induction.
Right.
I say, now, I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 1. I want you to remember a pleasant memory from your childhood. Whatever comes into your mind is fine. So then I count backwards, 5, 4, 3. You can remember everything, 2, 1. And something will be there from your childhood. I haven't selected it. Might be a trip, a pet, a toy, a school, house. Something is there. And about 98% of people will remember something from their childhood if I'm doing it in a group or doing it from the CD.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I will take people back in time to a past life. I'll say something. I'll use a door as an image, for example. I'm going to count backwards again from 5 to 1, staying in a deep, deep state. This door will open. You'll become aware of a beautiful light on the other side of the door. And on the other side of the light is a scene or an image, a person, a figure. Join that completely as I reach the number 1. So then I count backwards, 5, 4, going through the door, through the light. The scene is becoming more and more clear, more focused, 2, nearly there, 1. Be there. And then the first instruction I give after that is, now look down at your feet and observe what you're wearing. Shoes, boots, furs, sandals, something else, nothing at all, and pay attention to details such as your clothes, colors, textures, style, culture, your hands, are they the same or different, size, shape, color, and then I have them looking around paying attention to geographical details or architecture, buildings, culture.
Eyes are closed, right?
Eyes are closed. They're in a deeply relaxed state, which enhances the memory. And that's how it starts. And in a group of people, or listening to the CD is the same thing.
How do you know it's not the imagination, Brian?
Well, about two-thirds of people will remember, which is a lot. You don't know at first. If I'm doing it in the office and I'm talking one-to-one, I can ask questions and direct it more. And sometimes it's not imagination. It can't be because, for example, I saw a woman from China, a surgeon, who didn't speak one word of English. She came over with a translator. We did a regression. She was in California, Northern California, about 150 years ago, sometime around 1850. And she was having an argument with her husband in that life, and she began to speak in very fluent and colorful English. The translator didn't realize what was happening at first. Being a professional, he just started translating it back into Chinese for
right.
me. So I stopped him. I said, I understand the English. And I thought he would faint because she was speaking English, and she couldn't even say hello 20 minutes before. That's not imagination. Now, maybe tapping into the collective unconscious or the Akashic records or a past life. But it can't be imagination because now she's speaking English and she never learned it. So sometimes it's easy to tell and sometimes not. It can be a mixture of imagination and fantasy and memory and all of those things, like in a dream. But I tell people at first, it doesn't matter. Even if it's imagination, don't interrupt the process. Let it just play out because imagination can be the rope that's pulling the memory through. Sometimes begins with imagination and becomes more and more memory. So that's very valid too. And any psychoanalyst would say, anything that comes into your mind is valid. It's there for a reason.
Now, do you get, if one had 50 past lives, do you get them all in that one session, or do you have to do 50 type meditation sessions?
Well, usually get one. Sometimes two or three in the beginning, but then the more detail you get, it's one. But you don't need to get them all, because what happens is that people tend to remember more of the past lives that are important for the current lifetime, for this one. And those are the ones that they'll remember. And of those 50, maybe only 10 or 8 really apply to this one.
Hmm.
And those are the ones that they're going to remember first.
That is dramatic.
It can be very dramatic, and I just did a kind of regression, the outline of one, but without the deepening technique to help the memory. But, you know, if you just close your eyes and you take a few breaths and relax, a child, and I have you remember a childhood memory that's pleasant, something's going to come into your mind.
You ever have somebody come out of it crying?
Sometimes, but usually more during, if something emotional going on. If I feel that it's uncomfortable crying, because sometimes they'll cry from happiness or joy or reunion, tears of happiness. But if I feel they're uncomfortable, I'll just have them float above and watch from a distance or even open their eyes and end it. One myth about hypnosis or deep relaxation is that you give up control or you can get stuck, and these are not true.